Well, it's beautiful out here. We're sitting on our deck and the sun is shining and lots of green around us. This is East Texas and you can even hear the birds. And so we want to have an Enneagram chat today, get going with some podcasts, and Roy's going to share a little bit about his journey, where he's at this time, and I'm going to share about my journey, and then we'll share a bit about some of the coaching that's going on and what we've been doing. So come along with us and participate in the conversation and answer questions as you would want to.
That's what we want to do, yes. And for myself, I'm just sitting thinking how, as a five, in the light of everything that's going on in the world, all the mess and the drama of the people rising up and the opposition and the many voices that are out there, as a five, I withdraw and I want to be in my mind and just think through things and not be involved in it. And so I do that, and I'm really wanting to figure out what Father's wanting to say to me and keep away from the negativity and get involved in something more positive, and that is taking my focus off the natural, the things that are going on, and place it on the Lord and move in that direction.
You were talking the other day about some crows on a line, electrical lines. That was very interesting.
Yes, and it's a picture that I saw, and I thought it was really simple and yet profound. It's like seeing the electrical lines out on the country roads here, and there are a whole bunch of crows, and you know, crows squawk, make a terrible sound. It's almost an aggravating sound to your ears. And I felt the Lord was saying that I need to be like the eagle that goes beyond all this negative chatter and take the thermals up into the atmosphere and just look at it from God's perspective, be able to see it, get an overall perspective, which is the way that He would want me to go about it.
Does it feel a bit different when you do that?
It is so different, because you're not struggling and battling. You're just taking up the thermals and rising into the heavenlies and enjoying.
Yeah, and I always remember that the story of the eagle, how she doesn't flap her wings like a pelican.
Right.
She just opens up her wings and she rises up and then she soars.
Yeah.
Now, that's a beautiful picture and very helpful to a five who would get stuck in the negativity of what's going on, especially if you watch a lot of TV.
That's right.
Yes. So where am I at the moment? I'm a seven, and being locked up and socially separated from people has been very, very challenging for me. And I was listening to Simon Sinek, or Cynic as he calls himself, and he's a wonderful educator, works with people in business. He's a mentor, very helpful, encouraging. His perspective is very positive. Positivity is his key word. And I was listening to him, and he was speaking about your why. And of course, with the Enneagram, it's not just what we do or how we do it, but why, our motivation. So I was very captivated by what he was saying. And he has a book called About Your Why. And so I decided I'm going to buy this book since I have so much time on my hands. And I began to work through the book, and you need somebody with you when you do it. So Roy and I did it together, and I came out with my why, which I've done many kind of timeline things in my life about my life before. But this was a little different, in the sense that it's more about your motivation, and they're not about my motivation and all what's about me, but it's about how do I transfer that to others and motivate them to also transfer it to others. And so it was a very good exercise, and I loved what I came out with. Actually, even posted it on social media, Instagram, because it's kind of like a 2 Timothy 2 thing, where Paul said to Timothy, teach what I've taught you, teach other people who are able to teach others also.
Right.
And so my whole investment in people is not just about me knowing about me, but my focus is on others and training and coaching them to know who they are, and then for them to reach out and begin to coach and train other people. And so this thing multiplies and we all grow and mature. So it was a very interesting experience. And you might want to think about it.
Yeah, I find it very interesting, because it's it's not just a matter of when and how, it's why. Why do we do these things? Why are we doing what we're doing? It's because we want to invest in people and help them find out who they are and accomplish the things that God has got for them to do.
And even so this week, we're kind of focusing on people, our clients. Many of them have said that they feel stuck. And I guess people do feel stuck in these times with the coronavirus and with the political upheavals and just fear, just such opposition. Two groups of people. Two people can't even speak with one another without there being some kind of uncomfortableness. So, yes, we are focusing on being unstuck. And you can get on our Facebook or our social media, Instagram. And every day there's going to be just a little tip for each type. One of the questions that we ask when we get into a coaching situation with someone is, what is on your mind? What's on your mind? What is on your mind today? What do you think about when you go to sleep at night? Even if you can't sleep, sometimes when we have so much distress, even our sleep is troubled. So that would be a question that we would say, what is on your mind? And help people process through to what they really want. What is the real challenge here? What are you really dealing with?
Yeah.
And what is it that you would want to see? What is it that you would want to see in your life? What are you aiming at? Mm-hmm. So what do you need to say no to in order to move forward in what you're really wanting? So those are just some things you could perhaps think about today. And Roy has been doing some online Zoom coaching. Would you like to share about what that's been like for you?
Yes, I certainly would. One of the people that I've been coaching has been, they've been stuck in terms of relationship and not knowing exactly who they are in the light of coronavirus. They're sitting and they have this time on their hands and they're meditating and they don't know what to do. And so they came to us as coaches, and I'm spending time with this person one day per week over a period of time on the initial, once they did the assessment. And that's very crucial, which was very helpful to start the process of finding out how to become unstuck. And so once he'd done the assessment, he sent me the results of that, and I was able to evaluate it before connecting with him and getting some understanding of where he was stuck and how to see him move out of that and come to a place of fulfillment and not be struggling as much as he is. And so week by week, I went through the course, the initial course, which covers the 9 personality types, and actually specifically looking to his, but incorporating the others as well. And it was fascinating to listen to him change. What do you mean by that? Well, as we're talking, and I'm putting out suggestions and questions, the revelation was starting to break through. And the transformation was coming into his life. And instead of having the core fear of being inappropriate or corrupt or not feeling irresponsible and coming under condemnation and bound by legalism, laws and rules and regulations, now he started to come to understand, wait a minute, it's by God's grace. And he's not subject to that inner voice, that critic inner voice that keeps on putting him down.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if you know anything about the Enneagram types, you might have even guessed what his type was by now, as he was a guy. As Roy, I'm using the word he. Yeah. So we've had another experience with a woman who is a 9, a really delightful 9. 9s are wonderful people who love to make peace with people. They're very good arbitrators. And when people have differences of opinion and have different viewpoints, a 9 is amazing at just facilitating communication and conversation and validating each person. And so, yeah, she's just a delightful person. But the 9 has a way of, because of their passivity in the whole area of conflict and when people are in disagreement with each other, they go to sleep. And her growth point is number three. And number three, type threes are people who move and are very energized to make a change in this world. And so she has been moving in her growth point, because the Enneagram is not about your number. The Enneagram is about, well, your number is there to tell you where you need to grow. And her growth pace was to top three. And she came to one of our times together, and she said, I am so excited because I'm moving in my three. She's a leader. She's an administrator. She facilitates people. But she's often just been passive in her own responses and feelings that she has. And now she's moving in and being more expressive in what she really feels. And so it was just delightful. A couple of times she said to me, I just have to share with you how exciting this is for me to actually begin this growth process from my nine to where I need to get in areas of just being expressive, acknowledging who she is, and walking in the freedom of what that is actually like. There's another person, or a couple of people. I've got a couple of people that are eights that I've been coaching and working with, and they're very interesting people. They're the strongest of all the personality types. And we work in delving deeper. Delving deeper is the second course after you've been discovering you, where you actually pick your, knowing your type. You're not picking your type, you're knowing your type, you've identified your type. And then we delve deeper with five sessions into that type, and you can discover so many things about yourself. And that's actually where you start to see where that stone in your shoe that you've been walking on for years and years, you discover what it is, and you can stop and actually take your shoe off and take the stone out of your shoe and begin walking and begin running. And so it is a transformational time. A lot of people that are eights are frustrated with the status quo, and they feel humiliated with being stuck. And so moving forward is inviting other people into their lives, being vulnerable about their situation. I just love the way that eights that we've been consulting with are just so open and transparent about what they're struggling with. And in that, they're able to make, in their vulnerability, it deals with shame and pain, and they get up and they're moving forward. It's just amazing to see it take place. The Enneagram is just the most amazing tool to help us discover things in our lives that actually need transformation.
It's very interesting, as you say that, honey, that when it comes to delving deeper, it, in order to grow and progress and come to fulfillment of what Father has for them to do, one has to go back and look and reflect on how they have developed from the formative years, in other words, when
early
they were little
childhood.
Kids, to early childhood, and how that has had an effect on their growth in as they've been developing, and can be a hindrance. And so we help them walk through that so that they can delve deeper and come to a sort of productivity and fruitfulness in their lives.
Because what we do is in our early years, in order to be successful and cope in life, we begin to put on different persona.
Yes.
And so that's what you're actually dealing with, the different things that we put on. So those numbers, as I said, I'm a seven. I don't like pain at all. I don't like negative feelings. I don't like negative attitudes. And Roy and I've had a lot of things to work through. So fear and anger and... mad. I don't like mad. Why would I want to be mad? And so yeah. I have had to face those particular emotions and actually feel them. Normally I would just ignore them and put some little cherry on the top, some wonderful scripture to rationalize my situation. But when I actually stop and think, well, that situation was a little painful, which was a little annoying. And then it was really annoying. And then I actually acknowledge that it was really painful. And we don't sit and hold on to the pain. No, the whole thing about knowing Christ and the way we do our coaching is going to God. And we give those things to Him. And we give those aches and pains and negative emotions, but we don't deny them, which is unhealthy and causes other kinds of things to be triggered in our lives. So I want to encourage you to go to our website, Roy at sandyfitzcoaching.com. There you can make an appointment. You can just, first of all, you can do an assessment for nothing. And then you have a free call, 30-minute call. And we encourage you to do that. If you would want to talk to us or you have something on your heart and you wanted to know more about the Enneagram like we did just a year ago, we certainly aren't people who've been doing this for 20 years, but man, what we've learned in the years that we've been doing and getting licensed and working with people has been very helpful.
And our desire is to help people as much as we've come to see the help that we've needed. And as coaches, we want to direct you in that way, listen and help you come to a productivity, a fruitfulness, an enjoyment, an understanding of why you do what you do.
So I'll leave you with one question. Of our ramblings and our chatting on the Enneagram this morning, what is the thing that stood out to you the most? God bless you. Look forward to getting to know you more.